Today's share in the Dear Shemishtah Buriyomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we just began yesterday Simin Shin Chav Ches, which deals with the halachos of sick people, illnesses, and taking medication on Shabbos, a crucial simin of Shulchan Aruch. We begin the very last line of Kuf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kol Makos Shulcholo, any internal injury on Shabbos, which means the Hainu may hashinayim lifnim, from the teeth inward, vishinayim atzma b'chal, and the teeth are included in this definition, mechalal or less a Shabbos. By definition, if you have such an illness, you are allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for such an injury because it's dangerous. And he adds, v'davko shiniskalkel echod mehavarim hapnimim, machmas maka obua v'chayotzi v'zeh. This is true if the internal injury over here, if the medical problem over here that's disrupting one of your internal organs over here is due to a maka or to a swelling or something like that. However, avo mechoshim einan nikroyim maka. However, pains, they are not considered necessarily an illness or an injury that you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos for. Now, there's a lot to be said on this. And let's begin right now with Sif Katan Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, from the teeth and inward, the kol shekein imchola mekom moshav hashinayim dahinu achanichim. Certainly, if this involves the place where the teeth sit, the gums, that's certainly bevadahin b'chol makush b'sochal alagot. That's certainly considered an internal injury for which you can desecrate the Shabbos for. Siv katan ches v'shinayim atzman, the teeth themselves, dahinu hechid dekod leituva, when you have this very significant amount of pain. V'chol kol gufay deis, and your whole body, so to say, is involved with this tooth pain, this significant tooth problem. Afshalom nofal lemishkov, even though it hasn't made you bedridden. Ulafuki chashosh b'yama b'shinov inenu b'chol zeh, and certainly not just some mild problem with your teeth, that's certainly not what we're talking about. We'll learn more about this. Here we're talking about things that are dangerous for the entire body, not just a mild tooth problem. And it's therefore, the Mishnah continues, says, this illness to the gums and the teeth, which is called sapidna, which many translate as scurvy. Shemascheles bepet starts off as symptoms in the mouth, masayemes b'vnei mayim, and has symptoms in the intestines as well. The simona, to know that you have the disease, kishinostum klum soch piv svivo sashinaim, when you put something in your mouth near the teeth, yotsum ibena shinaim dam, it causes you to bleed. For illnesses like this, certainly the mechalal mi'al Shabbos, you'll have to go be mechalal Shabbos. He does point out the hefresh yesh b'nai, there is a difference between tzefidna and these other diseases. If it's tzefidna, afilu achol levarofi om remain tzorech lechilu, even if the person himself who has this illness and the doctor say it's not necessary to desecrate the Shabbos, aminun deim b'kim zeh, we say that they don't know. Because Chazal say that this tzefidna is a very sick illness. B'shar kev ha-shinayim, as opposed to other serious dental problems, the choshev kemakash uchol, which have the status of being an internal injury, bistam mechalim, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos to them. However, if the person who has this illness or the doctor say they don't need to, kishom erofe or acholish, ein sarach, ein mechalim, then you're not mechal Shabbos, as we'll learn, kidel kamei besiv dalet. And this is wrote down by the Prima Gadim. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masch v'davkush neskalkel, avo mechoshim v'chulei no, hinei din zehu meharashbar. The Chafetz Chaim writes that this din is based upon the Rashbar bringing down the Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's also brought in the Magid Mishnah, that you're allowed to only take care of serious dental problems over here. Umashma mistin las lashono, from the simple way that the Mechaber wrote this, even if you have significant pain but there's no obvious illness, that's not considered over here a maka shochol, cause mashalo neskalkel echa meivorim hapnimim, unless you have some damage. However, he writes from the Vilna Gaon, if somebody does have significant pain, just for the pain alone, you're mechal Shabbos, and that's how we paskin aloch lamaisa. Chavetz Chaim, a few lines down, says, Mikomokum ef shalom adim koev leituva b'yecha meivorim hapnimim, if somebody does have a pain from his body, we're not certain, maybe something is going wrong internally. There's nobody there that you can ask, there's no doctor there. You're allowed to go to the hospital, you're allowed to go to the doctor, even if there's a suffix, pikuach nefashos. The after makush eno shalcholo, isalakam besof sifhei, dibnasa eitzalachola, suffix sarkon machalim, because even if you don't have a makush cholo, but there's a doubt over here that maybe it's pikuach nefashos. Again, the underlying obvious rule is that if there's even a chance that it's pikuach nefashos, you mechal Shabbos. Dish food number 8 brings down in regards to other dental problems nowadays. The Shevet Levi Rav Ozzah Zatzal brings down shafa pi shemach lo gemuri, even though it's certainly a real illness. Mikom makom kivin she'ein yodua imhi misayemes b'bnei hamayayim kumat zafidna tzorach iin mechal melesa Shabbos kishachol varofi omrim she'ein tzorach lasos kein. For things other than the scurvy, as long as the doctor and the patient say it's not necessary to be mechal Shabbos, then we only can rely upon the doctor and the patient. Dish footnote 9 brings down the kozman shaliyadua im hishtane teva bnei adam b'machla zu b'mashoi b'mei chazal. It's possible that things have changed in the time of chazal in the people, and certainly in terms of the medications. So Nissen Karlit says in these situations, shalakol apachos yesh lochosh lo kisofi sakona. Whenever there's a doubt, the doctor says, well, even though the Gemara didn't describe this type of dental problem as being a serious problem, but we think that it is, mutu l'chal l'es ha-shabes. Only im yodua shahishtana ha-teva mizman chazal. But if we know for certain that things have changed from the time of Chazal, and we know today that we can easily handle this, or it doesn't have the same serious consequences during the time of Chazal, then we can say, then we're also allowed to say that we're not Mechal Shabbos anymore. And he says, and likewise for diseases, that there is a problem during the times of Chazal, but today we have a simple pill or some manipulation that we can do to take care of it. Nevertheless, this person is still considered a Cholo Shiesh Bosakona, because without the medication, there would definitely be pikuach nefashos. And likewise, not every single sick person is going to respond to the medication. Issue foot number 11 brings down, what are the guidelines for over here, tooth problems? So he brings down for the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal. Yes, kama dargos, there's several levels over here. Misha shinov kuavos machma sheish ben chur, if you have a hole, a cavity in your tooth. However, there is no significant fever, and there is no nerve damage. Gam ein lo neficho sover ashen, and likewise, you don't have swelling around there. There is no infection present. Then even though you have a cavity, that's considered a mechosh bi'alma. Umutilasos lo rakes apulos hamutoros. You're only allowed to do things that are permissible to be done on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechalos Shabbos. But if you have anything more serious over here, then we're allowed to be mechalos Shabbos for such a person, as we know that you can have fatal mouth infections in these situations. However, kivon she'ainz din mavur b'chazal b'mefurish, since this isn't explicitly stated for each illness, one can rely upon the doctors to say that this can wait till after Shabbos in terms of treatment or not. This is different than the tzapidna case that we talked about, although we're not really 100% certain what the tzapidna is. If your tooth just fell out, however, so then the Shevet HaLevi writes that that's not a makos shocholol, and it's not considered a sakonis aver anymore, and he says you wouldn't be allowed to put the tooth back in place in the hopes that it will reattach itself. I'm not exactly sure of the science behind this idea, but the concept is certainly valid because there's a concern of bona in this situation. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it would be permissible to put the shein, the tooth, back into its place until the rofe can take care of it after Shabbos. That's not considered a problem of bona. Dishu foot number 17 brings down, Mishesh lo ke'evim gedolos b'kloyos, or b'mara, or b'nei m'mayim. Somebody has very severe kidney pain, a kidney stone, for example, or a gallbladder attack, or he has pains in his intestines. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal writes, Shekivan shani soyon, Morish Yeshom Ezo Dalekes O Evan Kloyosuchos, since experience tells us that this could lead, and certainly often is, a very serious problem, that definitely is Bechlau Sofi Bikuch Nefashos, and you're allowed to do anything for such a person on Shabbos. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes. He writes that that statement over here, Vedavka Sheneskal Kalecha Me'evar Mepnimim, that was talking about Koya Reish, was going on the first part, talking about Amaka Shebechal Al Haguf, not talking about the tooth injury. We go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav, Miu, Misha Choshish Beshinim, if somebody has pain in his teeth, Umitztara Lov Lotzio, and it's very painful for him, unless he takes it out, Omer Lein Yehudi Lotzio, he's allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to pull that tooth. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud explains, Hainu Dukov Leituva, we're talking here about a significant amount of pain. As the Shaar HaTzion Ozvav explains from the Vilna Gaon and from the Morgan Avraham, the Bo'inon Shiech La Kol Gufa Aide, that makes you sick, your whole body, so to say, Mestama, that's called Koev Le Tuva. Umitztar Kol Kach, so it's in pain, At Shechola Kol Gufa Aide Zeh, Avshin Nofel Mishkov, even though he's not bedridden as a result. Ulikamon, Siv Yud Zayin, as we'll learn there. And he says, look as well in the Bir Halacha over here. Now, the Bir Halacha over here, in Dira Masul Mitztar, brings down that this is from the Magen Avraham. But he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch of the Graz, Mitzadi de'efshor shei mutter ayde'ein Yehudi, at below cholokol gufo ayde'ezeh. It doesn't have to be such severe pain. You can ask a non-Jewish person to address it. The Chavetz Chaim then says, Lani is dati, my own opinion, yesh la'ayin b'mesh ha'kosav Magen Avraham, do'tzosh shein hu melocha d'araisa, do'ho chovel refuah. Says, I'm not sure why this would be a melocha d'araisa, like the Magen said, to go and move a tooth. Even according to the opinion, says only when you makalki, destroy something, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. Here it would be an issur d'oraisa, because according to this opinion, this misakin over here is for the purposes of refuah, and it's a psik reisha that will happen. Ha'havi al koponim psik reisha d'loich patli, but the Chofetz Chaim says this is a psik reisha that you have no interest in, v'ini issur elo b'drabbanan. He says he still thinks this would only be an issur d'rabbanan. For he concludes that you shouldn't have a Jewish person do this, but a non-Jewish person would be allowed to do this for you. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yavta mitchila mevor d'chol ha-shinayim mikrei shalcholo. Even though we said dental problems are considered a makah shalcholo, and you can be mechalo Shabbos for them, mikol makom eino mutar atzah yidei Yisrael, but you're still not allowed to remove a tooth via a Jewish person. Do'atzah sashen eino refuah yidua, because removing the tooth, at least by those days, was not considered a refuah yidua, a definitive refuah, brought down the name of the Elie Rabbah. And he says, Adi Rabbah, they felt it was dangerous. For me, yish ha-shosh sakonta yidei, it's actually dangerous to remove the tooth. And that which you're allowed to go Mechal Shabbos for, Hainul Rapos Hamachlo Ayadisam, and that's to use medicines, Shleyat Sarach Lutsiyam, but not to remove the tooth itself. Now, this seems to fly in the face of modern dental medicine. And Dishu Foot number 12 says, Bizman Hazeh, that we're much more knowledgeable about how the teeth work and whether it's good to remove them or not. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, She'ein Bo Tzoas Hashem Chashash Sakana, there is no danger today. The doctors tell you you have to remove the tooth, it's much safer to remove the tooth. Or mutter lotzia aydei Yisrael, even a Jewish dentist would be allowed to take the tooth out. And similarly, the Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal writes, sheishliv dokim lo nishtanu ativim bismanazeh. It looks like the natural illness has changed nowadays versus the time of the Gemara. Shari yeshdom kevi shinayim shirufuasim hiotzos hashem. Nowadays, the actual treatment is to remove the tooth. Ukshaotzor nasis lafi klali refuah embeses hakon. He says if this is the normal thing to do, then it's not considered a danger at all, and therefore one can remove the tooth, even by a Jewish doctor. And he adds, shibamokum sakona koshal hachmer is that certainly if there's any doubt, one should follow the doctor or the dentist's advice. And this is also the opinion of Nissan Carlos. He says, bismanenu shizbar shashen chola yachola ligrom deladalekas. Nowadays, you have a badly infected tooth that can actually lead to very serious medical problems, including infection. And therefore, this may be an example of the times have changed medically, that the diseases of the times of the Gemara are different, the people are different nowadays. So he said, Sarach l'tabu, you certainly should and must take care of this problem. If the doctors tell you that you must remove the tooth, mutar l'chalal al kachas Shabbos, one absolutely is allowed to do so. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Yudalev, he writes, V'afal gav du poseach pivu mamtzieh shino lotzio. Are you helping and assisting the non-Jewish person to go and take the tooth out by moving your mouth? So kaim alon du messiah ein bo mamish. We don't consider your assisting over here to be like a Jewish person is removing the tooth. He brings down from the Taz, Marech binyan zeh v'dayit l'hachmer. The Taz is more machmer on this. However, avol harbi achronim, the achronim are listed over here in the Sharet Zion, os tes, daitom ki shulchan aruch. They paskin like the more lenient opinion of the shulchan aruch. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Yud Beis, Avo Lo Ayidei Yisrael L'Kulei Alma. But according to this opinion, which again we said was in their times, a non-Jewish person would be allowed to do this, but not a Jewish person, because the Otzah Shein Hu Melacha D'Oraisa, because that actually is involved in Melacha D'Oraisa, the Hachov El Refuah. This, as we discussed already, is Chavala for the purposes of Refuah, which is not allowed. Finally, Kamen Bereish Sif Yud V'Naf Gemina V'Zei Gamli Nenenu. We'll see this in Yitzchak Shem in a few days. The issue foot number 13 brings out that this is actually a Machlokas, whether this is an Issa D'Oraisa or not. It's based upon whether it's called the melacha she'en atzricha l'gufa or not. But now to Sif Dalet. Maka shel cholol, an internal injury, ein atzricha omet. You don't have to ask an expert, a physician, shafilu ein sham bekiim. Even if there are no experts over there, no medical experts, the chola ein omet klum, and the chol himself doesn't think it's serious, osim lo kol shirigil lasos l'bechol. You treat it the same way you would as if it was Tuesday. You do not take into account the fact that it's Shabbos for an internal injury, an internal illness. However, abo kishiyodim, but if they understand what this illness is, shemamtin the insar chilov. If you wait and don't address it right now, you don't have to be mechal Shabbos. Also lechalov afal pishii makul shachol. Then in that situation, even though it's an internal injury, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Again, only if you are certain that there is no problem in waiting. Again, if there is any doubt whatsoever, you are mechal Shabbos. You're obligated to. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Yud Gimel writes, internal injury does not require an estimation by a professional. So he says, Pirish, imu mesukin l'shaito lo. You don't have to ask somebody if you need to take care of this right now or not. Sif Kon Yud Dalet, you treat it the same way you would on a weekday. Mimacholin, umrefuos, you give whatever food's necessary, whatever medicines are necessary, quote down in the name of the Ramban. Based upon this, even though if you don't give this specific additional therapy over here, this food or this medicine, it won't necessarily make any real difference. We're dealing here with a person who's a cholish yesh b'sakona. It's a very dangerous situation. And there is at least some expectation that this will be a benefit. Certainly, it's brought down in the Sharet Zion Oshed Aleph. If it's certainly going to have a great benefit, even the machmirim say you can't give the minor thing, certainly say you can give the major thing. An example of this would be, for example, if you wanted to heat up something for the chola sheyesh bo sakana over here and give it to him for his health, while it may not be the primary therapy, if he's going to think it's going to make him better, you're allowed to do so. It has to have this tzorech tzas. Urgil lasos l'bechol. You would treat this in Tuesday this way, osim gam b'Shabbos, and you do it on Shabbos as well, brought down for the Maimon Mordechai. Now, this is a very, very important point to discuss in greater detail. And the Chafetz Chaim himself says, "Ein in the bir halacha sheivenu mikama poskim desirlo." He brings down from many other sources. We'll see this inside in a moment. In Dibra Maslu Kol Shiragilim, Shafilu b'makum shetzarich chilul. Even when you are allowed to go desecrate the Shabbos, in mechalim aydi Yisrael ela b'davar sheish lachushbo shem lo yaseu lo yichbat olav choyo v'yuchel estakin. When you are allowed to go be mechal Shabbos over here, it has to be for something significant that would make the person worse. Avol kol shabaru she'e. But if something that the Chola wants to have done for him will not really change the course of his illness, and there really is no chashas sakon at all, even though you would do it on a Tuesday, you're only allowed to do this for the Chola via a non-Jewish person on Shabbos. We treat him for this one aspect as a Chola she'ein bo sakana, even though he is a Chola she'esh bo sakana for everything else. And therefore, you have to be very careful with the Surim Darais over here. And he says again, Ayna the Bir Halacha, Mashakosavnu Besov Dvarenu. And in the Kitzur, this long Bir Halacha, we'll read segments of it. He says at the beginning, Lanias Dati Tzarech Ion, Delafi Anira, Harbi Poskim Cholkim Asvarazu. There are many poskim that are cholek over here on the idea that you can do whatever the Chola asks for, or whatever we would normally do on Tuesday, in exactly the same way on Shabbos. He goes then through a long arichos discussing this. He ultimately brings down that he found in the Meiri, in mashim lo shum dovar toelis ligmo refua sachola. You don't delete anything that will help the chola in any way. Nevertheless, he brings down further towards the end. He says, nazilin yoneinu, let's get back to our point. The mucha meani poskim, from all the poskim that he brought down, which is Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Reed, the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Meiri, the Rashba, the Or Zeruah, the Shem, Rabbeinu Eliezer. He also brings down later on this Mashmos from the Ran, also from the Ramban, Rabbeinu Gerushom, all basically hold that it has to be something that will benefit the Chola in some way, and not just stand that the Chola wants it, even though we don't see any obvious reason to give it to the Chola. You're not allowed in that situation to do an Issa Deraisa on behalf of the Chola, but you can ask a non-Jewish person to do it. But if there is any benefit at all for the Chola, then even a Jewish person would be allowed to do it. Concludes with the words from the Rikanti, Zel Shono, Yesh Omim, Daha Damrinam Bimisukon Doche Shabbos, that which you can do anything for a sick person, Hainu Dvarim Shim Lo Yaso Son, Yavoli De Kilkul Godol. If you don't do them, you'll cause some problem. Avod Dvarim She'en Lehem Tzorech Harbi, but things that don't have a great Tzorech, Ein Mechalim Es HaShabbos. Jewish person is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Fim. While there are Matirim, we pass in like the Osrim. Adkan Lashono. And this, the Chofetz Chaim says, is my psak as well. And he reminds us, however, that even according to those that answer this, it's only it will definitely not cause any problem. But if there's any concern at all that if you don't do this for him, it will make him worse, then absolutely, mechalin all of HaShabbos. And that is, in fact, how we paskin lehalocha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezvav writes, V'kol shekein sh'rofe achola omrim she'ein tzarech. And certainly in a situation where the rofe or the patient himself say it's not necessary to do so, she'ein mechalim, that we're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for them. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin says, wrote to Lomen Ochab is telling us over here, Sh'makirim bebeiru, if you know for certain, sh'lo yizgabra acholi yoser, that the person will not get any sicker by not doing something, ayidei sh'namtim adalayla b'matzi Shabbos, that you're going to wait to do it till after Shabbos, if you know for certain it won't make a difference, then you must wait till after Shabbos. Tishu footnote number 18 brings down from the Shevet Alevi, Rabbozin Zatzal, Shekivan Sharechitza Higmar Refua. For example, when you have to wash somebody, that's the conclusion of the Refua, and it will have some benefit for the person. That's why you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, even according to the Machmirim, because there would be a Sakona b'minias Sharechitza by not doing this. Issue footnote number 19 brings down, if you have a person right now that's not yet a Chola She'esh Bo Sakana, but if he doesn't take his medications, he'll become a Chola She'esh Bo Sakana. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Ein Tzarech Lahamtin Ad She'achli. You don't have to wait till the person gets sick and then take the medicines. You're allowed to take them before he gets sick in order to prevent him from becoming seriously sick. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karl Shlita, who adds that even if it's a suffix, if you're going to get sick, you're still allowed to take the medication. Although Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in this situation says you shouldn't take the medication. It's only a suffix that if you don't take it, you'll get sick. He adds, in regards to asthma, Im Yis'ameitz V'yelech L'Beis HaKnesis, you start L'Kachas Trufas. If a person goes out on Shabbos and the walk will make him need to take his asthma medication, so Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down, Shein Lesser Olav L'Lechas, you don't forbid the person to go. Shekiva Shein Vadashi Po L'Mishkov Machbazeh, because it's not certain he'll have an asthma attack if he goes. He has a mitzvah to hear the Torah laning. he's allowed to go, and if he needs the medicines, he's allowed to take the medicines. The question is brought down about a person who will become sick later on in Shabbos, but right now he's not sick. So Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says, Shafa dayin lo yigi azman shalasiyas melachos elu, even though right now he's not yet sick, so you don't have to do certain melachos for him right now, but since he will become a cholish yesh posakana, mechalun lov achshav sa Shabbos, you'll have to do things for him right now. Meaning, we already consider him a cholish yesh posakana, even though that will not occur until a few hours later. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal adds that if you have to do something for a cholish yesh bo sakana, but you'd really only have to do it when he gets sick, and you're absolutely certain when you do it when he gets sick, you'll be able to go and cure him, so then you're not supposed to do it beforehand. You should wait till the person gets sick and then cure him. But if there's any doubt about that, then you're allowed to do it right now as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds in Tirshu Foot number 20 that in a week they might push this off to a later point in time for various reasons. You're allowed to push it off on Shabbos as well to Motzei Shabbos. That concludes today's shiur.